You're listening to Vatican Radio.
A new album from a group of traditional Catholic priests has been sitting atop the Billboard charts for classical music for 4 weeks. The Requiem, by members of the Priestly Fraternity of St. Peter, focuses on the traditional Gregorian chants sung at funerals in the Roman Rite. The Fraternity of St. Peter is a society of apostolic life dedicated to the formation and sanctification of priests in the extraordinary form of the Roman Rite and to the pastoral development of the priests in the service of the Church. It may seem strange that an album of Latin chant music sung by priests dedicated to the ancient form of the liturgy should achieve such wide renown. On today's episode of Vatican Viewpoint, Vatican Radio's Devin Watkins speaks with Father Zachary Akers, a young priest of the fraternity, to find out more about the popularity of the Requiem.
Our community, the Priestly Fraternity of St. Peter, was approached by De Montfort Music, a recording label, to record an album of Gregorian chant and polyphony. They were familiar with our community and knew that music was a big part of what we do.
And what's it called, the title, and what's the purpose of it?
So for this album, it's called The Requiem, and it focuses on the Gregorian chants that are sung at the funeral in the traditional Roman Rite.
And how do you see this project as a part of your pastoral ministry and also as a part of the charism of your society?
Well, as a priestly community, death is very much a part of what we do. Pastorally, it's part of each of our lives in the parish and in our own community. And so we are very familiar with these songs that are sung at the funerals of the people in our parish. And when we were trying to decide what musical arrangement to use or what theme to use for this album, The Requiem was a clear choice because it's something that's so familiar to each one of us priests in our community.
And so you've sung it before?
This is a new production of songs that we have sung many times before as part of the Mass.
So you're trying to bring the consolation of the funeral rites to people who can relive it and find comfort.
That's right. Death is so much a part of each of our lives, and it's so consoling to have these beautiful prayers sung in this ancient manner, which is hopeful, not just sorrowful, which you'll hear two different sounds on this album. This sorrow at the loss of a loved one, but yet there's hope in the mercy of God.
Your recording is doing very well on classical music charts. Do you see a need or a desire for chant in the church and in the world?
I think people are drawn to beauty, and whether it be in the Catholic Church or even the secular world, people are drawn to the transcendence of this ancient form of singing, which is the heritage of our church. So I'm very happy to see that it's been well received, not only in the Catholic world, but even in the secular classical music world as well.
And Father, you're very young, yet you belong to a traditional order, and you've just recorded an album of Latin chant. What's the appeal for young people?
I think young people like to be part of something that's older and bigger than themselves. You see in the college and university life, people want to be part of a fraternity or sorority that their father or grandfather was part of. And I think we see this in the liturgy as well. There is a great hunger and desire to return to something that was held so sacred and important to our forefathers.
So it could be considered a countercurrent to our postmodern society and the desire to throw out the old, and everything new is great, but you can't trust the old. So this is, in a way, a countercurrent to it.
Yes, it's impressive for me to see that even on the Billboard charts and in Amazon and iTunes, that this album has been doing so well. Because if you look at some of the other musicians out there, it's such a contrast. And what we're doing is we're just representing this beautiful music, which is not just a musical composition, but it's a prayer. And so I think it's a wonderful way to light a candle in the darkness of this world by showing the beauty that the church has to offer.
And in fact, the upcoming Synod of Bishops will focus on youth, faith, and vocational discernment. Do you think the success of your Chant album and the success of your society has something to say about that or to that?
I can say, as I travel around the United States to different parishes, the one common denominator is there are young people, young families, large families, many children, and the youth are thirsting for the truth. And so it's no surprise to me that we're in a culture where people are searching for more depth, and so they're drawn to give their life to God. And so we pray that this album maybe have some part in restoring the sense of the sacred, especially in liturgical music.
A lot of people want to water down the faith, let's mm-hmm. say, but would you say that it's better to be countercultural to get a more positive response than to just accept part and parcel what society has to offer?
Right. I think it's important to remember that Christ is the light of the world, and that he, in his church, we are called to be witnesses to this truth. Of course, helping lead others to that truth. And so, of course, we don't water down any of these wonderful truths of our faith that we've received. But we might present them in a pastoral way, in meeting people, you know, in presenting them the faith in a way that is understandable to them, but we're not watering down any of the faith, because this is the truth, and of course this is what Christ is calling each of us to.
Like the truth of death, it happens, and we all suffer from it at one point in life or another, and so that's why your album doesn't water it down, but it offers that there is consolation and hope in God.
Exactly, and that's what in this album you see, kind of a progression of sounds. At the beginning there's the tolling of the bell, calling everyone to the church to pray for the soul who has died. And it's very sad and mournful, these songs. But as it progresses, and when the body is blessed at the end of the Mass, it ends with the In Paradisum, which is a very beautiful, it's my favorite track on the album. It's very hopeful and very beautiful, asking in the saints to lead the soul to heaven.
That was Father Zachary Akers of the Priestly Fraternity of St. Peter speaking with Vatican Radio's Devin Watkins.